A city council proposal to extend Philadelphia's bar closing times to 4 a.m. is getting pushback from some unusual sources, as Jake Blumgart of WHYY's Plan Philly explains.
Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds-Brown thinks bars should stay open until 4 a.m., but only as a means to help school children, of course. The idea is that revenue raised via the liquor by the drink tax would bring in more money for public education.
Let's examine it and see if we can get to a different place, which then allows us to take fewer dollars or pull fewer dollars from our city's real estate taxpayers.
But similar proposals in the past have run into a buzzsaw of opposition. This time appears no different. And opponents aren't just neighborhood groups worried about noise or moralists critical about booze in general. Avram Hornick is the owner of some of the city's most popular bars and nightclubs, including the Dolphin and Morgan's Pier. He is not a fan of the proposal.
It's the worst idea I ever heard. All that's going to do is cause more problems. Like, people need to go home.
Hornick says people only really go out for 3 hours at a stretch, and therefore, shifting the closing time won't actually raise much more money. Instead, it will only change when most people hit the clubs, while allowing problem drinkers to keep going a few rounds longer. Councilman Mark Squilla, whose district covers many of the hippest parts of town, is also skeptical.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's actually an idea that would make more money, because what I bartended for a long time, and the later you're out, sometimes when more trouble happens. So I have to hear some more details about it to be convinced.
The bill would also require enabling legislation from Harrisburg. Similar attempts to allow more local control over closing time have failed recently in Pennsylvania and California. Jake Blumgart, WHYY News.